Thanksgiving is a time when Americans go home. But we know each family's traditions are really different. Our producer, Antonia Cerejido, reached out on social media to you, our dear listeners, to see what your family does for Thanksgiving. El Día de Acción de Gracias. The way we say it in Spanish.
It's so intense. My family calls it Día del Pavo. Much simpler.
Antonia, what came up about Thanksgiving and Latinos?
So people sent us a bunch of stuff, mostly recipes, which was very exciting. Some really interesting fusion recipes, but also some very sweet testimonials about what their family does and what Thanksgiving means to them.
Cool. Let's listen.
This clip comes to us from Patty Kinich. She's a chef, a cookbook author, and the host of Patty's Mexican Table on PBS.
So I marinate the turkey in an adobo in the style of the Yucatan. Lots of warm and flavorful spices like oregano, cumin, cinnamon. And then I seat it on a bed of tomatoes and red onion, stuff it with a mix of cornbread, pecans, Mexican chorizo, and tart apples. And then I wrap the whole ensemble in fragrant banana leaves.
Oh my God. No. Eso suena como cochinita pibil. But what I don't think I would eat that for Thanksgiving.
I think it sounds amazing. I would have that for Thanksgiving.
You're so happy. You're like, I want that now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I got my turkey in the fridge and I'm going to go cover it in butter, salt and pepper.
All right. So up next, we have Jessica Mazon. She's a blogger in Texas and she's going to tell us about her Tejano Thanksgiving.
We used to have turkey with dressing, cornbread stuffing, very Southern. In addition to, you know, barbacoa. I mean, we had literally had cow's head as part of our Thanksgiving traditional dinner.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's the best. Oyeme. I mean, that you don't get more kind of Tex-Mex or Mexicano than having a cow's head barbacoa in the middle of your kitchen table. Yep.
And our last clip is from Beto Mesta. He's a farm worker attorney in El Paso and the Texas editor for Pocho.com.
My family's Thanksgiving centered on mi mamá's red chili mole con pollo. We didn't have a turkey for lack of money. My parents are immigrants from Zacatecas, Mexico. My mother worked at a garment factory making jeans for a piecemeal rate. The company gave every employee a frozen turkey for Thanksgiving. Our refrigerator's freezer was cleared to make space for the frozen turkey. However, the turkey was only housed temporarily, so it was going to be given to more assimilated members of our extended family, who adopted the turkey and all the trimmings while watching the Dallas Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. Around 6 in the evening, the red chili mole was ready. Mi papá would lead us in grace, giving thanks to having the family together, which had grown to include nietos, yernos, and nueras. And I gave thanks to my parents that they immigrated to the United States and provided me with this unique Thanksgiving.
See, that's the cool thing about Thanksgiving is that it doesn't, you know, if you eat the turkey, órale, but if you eat enchiladas, that's beautiful too.
And I love how he talks about that they gave all the workers these frozen turkeys that meant nothing to them. I mean, this story is beautiful because it also encompasses like the diversity of the Latino experience, a very complete and beautiful homey story.
Well, and in the end, Thanksgiving is all about home. So I hope that everybody had a really great holiday.